two Central Arkansas locations, North Little Rock and now open in Breckenridge Village. Check out current promotions at flywaybrewing.com. Flyway Brewing, follow the migration. We encourage you to wet your beak responsibly.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, 9:06. Been a fun show today. If you missed Houston Nutt, maybe Todd can post that a little bit later. Houston was great at 7:30. Talked about going back to practice for the first time since 2007, Roger.
It's already done, sir.
Look at that. That's what he does. Toddy P just
gets it done. Are you mocking him?
Yeah, so if you missed that, go to the Buzz social media. I would imagine both Facebook and Twitter, Todd.
Oh, I thought you just meant the audio. I don't know how to do any of that, but it's posted on the, just go to your favorite podcast platform, look for Morning Mayhem. It'll be there.
There you go. Good stuff by Houston today. Tomorrow we'll be back.
What time did we have him on then? Because
7:30.
So 7:30. Yeah, look at 7:30.
Tomorrow, Roger will be announcing, we'll be here in the studio, but we'll be announcing the Little Rock Touchdown Club's lineup. 14 speakers deep. It's going to be a good one. I think everybody will find, Roger, of course, you know who all's coming. It's a very unique lineup. If I, hopefully I'll be able to tie all the loose ends up and be able to announce everybody tomorrow. I think it's one of the most unique we've ever had, Roger. It's sort of outside the box, as you mentioned. Yeah.
Well, you have to keep going outside the box. The other part of it is that you just finished with everything at Cliff Harris's house a couple weeks back. That was it. That was it for last season because you did the award stuff. You did the Cliff Harris Award. That was last season's deal less than a month ago. So here you are. Man, I'm excited to kick it off.
Yeah, that's right. The good thing, we'll have Super Bowl heroes. We'll have Heisman Trophy winners. We'll have some of the biggest names. Some of the biggest names in football. We'll have some great former Razorbacks. We'll even sort of, you know, some of the things we're dealing with in college football, some of the issues will be talked about this year at the Touchdown Club. Bags. Yeah. All right, let's go to the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass Hotline to Roger and bring in our buddy who we have been enjoying following all over social media. Oh my gosh. That's been so much fun to watch him do some of the old school classics.
Yeah, we saw him do. You sent me three things: Possum, George, and then he sang
Randy Travis. Right there. Yeah. Bring him in, Rog.
Well, where'd he go? It's not firing. I'm sorry. It's just not.
Wow, there. What is going
We've
on?
We've got a glitch.
What is happening?
We've got a glitch.
Well, I'll go ahead and thank right off the bat. Let's thank Powers Truck. What? Well, now I'm turning. Whatever you did, turn me back up again. Whatever you did. There you go. We do want to thank Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. They sponsor both Trey and Joe. If you have any kind of truck problems, they're the ones you go to.
Artist to come from the state of Arkansas. He's got 5 number one hits, 2 Grammy Awards, and 4 nominations. He's brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, they provide dependable repairs and massive inventory on heavy-duty parts ready to roll. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today. Now, here's the Natural State's very own Joe Nichols.
Yeah! Good morning, Joe.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you all?
Hey, thanks. Thanks for jumping on with us each Wednesday. Yeah, I tell you, we were really bragging on, we follow a lot of entertainers. Of course, Justin Moore does a show with us, and his social media is not quite as aggressive or, I guess, is sharing at some of the non-concert stuff, which you share your concert stuff, but I'll tell you, some of the best part, I think, Roger, you'd agree, is watching you on your bus, watching you somewhere where you're at the Grand Ole Arc with George Jones, you're somewhere doing a tribute to Randy Travis, but it's really good stuff, and it really shows your range and how talented you are.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much. We got a good, got a couple of people that know how to find the clips that people enjoy rather than the ones that people not enjoy. So yeah. I'm glad we're able to do that, man. Some of those things, take me back to it. It feels like another lifetime ago, you know, like singing with George Jones at the Opry, you know, that was a special, special night.
Sure was, man.
Anytime doing anything with Jones was awesome. We went on a little tour with him after that. And
It's George Jones.
Probably the greatest.
It's George Jones.
Him and Merle. Oh, yeah, dude.
Well, you love Merle. I mean, I'm sorry to step all over you, but just watching what you do, the things that Baz sent me last night, one was Merle, one was Possum, and then Randy Travis was right there beside you as you sang on that one right there. So, and you pointed out that you were nervous. But you do that. I don't know how many albums Justin has. I think we talked about Justin. I thought we'd have him on today, but he didn't get started till late this morning, if you will, other than last night. I want to say he's had like two or three greatest hits albums. How many albums have you got out? And the reason I asked that, Joe, is how many songs do you cover from the old school guys when you're on your concert? So how many albums have you put out?
I think this next one will be my 12th or 13th.
Wow.
I think.
All right.
And I have one greatest hits album from maybe like 2011, I think.
Okay.
I don't know, man. I go back and forth. But I don't know how you count the Christmas album I did. That would be 13, I think.
Sure you count it. Dang straight you do.
Yeah.
Well, because we'll play it. Well, and so to that point then you've got enough of your own material to do a 90-minute concert. And I guess that's how long your concert is.
He could do five 90-minute concerts.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But I mean, however long your concerts last, if they're 2 hours, I don't know. For anybody.
Well,
if
they turn me loose on a night-to-night basis, if I'm playing somewhere that it's just up to me however long I want to go, I can go 3 hours. I usually do go 2:45 to 3 hours.
Oh, that's a normal?
That's a long concert, buddy.
If there's no curfew and if the venue is if it's just a night with me only. No curfew, no restriction and everything. Yeah, 2:45 easily.
Well, you know, Justin has told us he's done that a few times where he's gone long. Yeah. I will say this is that, man, you've got such a great voice. You know, Justin Moore's got an amazing voice, too. I tell you, between you two guys, you super talented voice. I'm just talking about the quality of your voice, and it's just unique. And, well, we're very fortunate and blessed to have both of you guys, of course, Justin on a daily basis, 3 days a week, and you once a week. So thanks so much for agreeing to do this. Let's talk a little football. Had Houston Nutt on the show today. First time he'd been back on the hill, Joe, since 2007. That was the last practice he had had.
What?
Yeah, well, you know, he had been back. He was inducted in the Arkansas Hall of Honor, so he attended a game, but this was his first practice, Razorback. You know, no other coach had invited him back. And, you know, I guess maybe they felt, you know, maybe the fans would not be receptive to it. I get it because he was at Ole Miss. But I think what happened, I think Ryan Silverfield felt that, hey, there's been enough times passed. Be good to get Houston back. I had lunch with him. You know, I'm picking his brain, and I think it's good. You know, if people don't like Houston up for a certain reason, I understand some of the controversy. But he also won us a lot of great games and brought us some great players on the hill.
He sure did, man. I tell you what, he had some of those teams back then. I know it was a different era, pre-NIL and pre, you know, kind of the era right after that was the rich getting richer. You know, the LSU, the Ohio State kind of separated from the pack a little bit, but. Man, he would sneak up there and beat a number one ranked LSU at the end of the year every now and then, recruited some all-time greats, McFadden and Pillis and Jones, you know, in just a couple of years there. Man, so many great memories with him. He had the 98 team that I think was a championship-level team.
You bet.
We had a little better luck, I think, and not the letdown against Mississippi State. But, Matt, I tell you what, one of the best coaches that I've ever been around. Such a nice guy, such a friendly guy, very welcoming onto the sideline. You know, it was a very cool. He welcomed anybody to the sideline to kind of, you know, make it fun. And you know, when Petrino got there, it was a little bit different story. You know, it was a little more tight, a little more businesslike. You know, but nothing wrong with that either. But I always loved Houston. I got his number, you know, way back in the day, and I'd text him every now and when he'd do a CBS show, and we'd text back and forth. And such a good guy. I'm glad to see him back around. You know, I wonder what his take on how we look, you know, like how we're going to compete.
He
what
told
we
us.
Look like.
Yeah, he told. He said he was very. He was very. He did. That's one of the reasons we got him on. We wanted to say, well, what did you think? Of course, you know, they're in, you know, shorts and helmets, so you can't tell a lot. But he said he thought, you know, they had improved in depth. You know, the size was better than you know, some parts, not all. You know, there's, you know, we're undersized at linebacker and defensive end and some of our DBs. And so We're not giant compared to some of the SEC, but he likes the way this coaching staff is. And it's the same thing I said, Joe, when I went and watched him last week. You know, you got a head coach who's running around coaching every position. I mean, talking details. And again, nothing against Coach Pittman or anybody else, but this coach is, you know, he's coached every position. So he's coached the defensive line. He's talking technique with a linebacker. I just think it looks good to do that. He's got a lot of energy. He's younger. And he's preaching, you know, all the things, effort. No penalties, you know, no turnovers, and they're working hard. They're running hard. And, you know, we talked about it. So that's what he said. He thought he was encouraged by the coaching staff. And he said that, you know, I think Roger, you sort of, you know, I think he was sort of talking about that 98 team. You know, that 98 team was terrible the year before. They were 4-7. They were terrible. And, you know, you take the same players and push the right buttons. You know, how much of a difference you can make. So he was encouraged. He didn't come out and say, hey, we're going to win 5 or 6 games. He just said, hey, I like what I see, and I like Coach Silverfield.
Yeah, I love to hear that. You know, what can you do more than that?
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't flip the roster into a giant blue-chip-filled roster, and I can go into detail about what I think, how I feel about that. But we got what we got for this year. And I'll tell you, if Coach can improve us to 5 wins or 6 wins, then, dude, that's an enormous enormous success for him.
Yes,
I mean, I think it's pretty unlikely because our schedule is brutal and we don't have to play any team like us, really.
but
I think if we get into some fourth quarter battles with some teams that we're not supposed to be battling with and we happen to win a game or two, then – the outlook is good, and maybe the money starts flowing a little better with NIL. You know, maybe we start making a little noise and tickets get great. You know, I don't know. I'm hopeful. Part of my, I don't know what you'd call it, part of my illness is, you know, I'm a Razorback fan that's always hopeful in spite of all the results.
Yes. No. You don't want to let yourself get too excited because I do think you've here. By the way, I know that's okay. I do want to thank Powers Truck Parts and its service in North Little Rock. Thanks to Chad and Stephanie Powers for sponsoring both Joe Nichols and Trey Reed today. I think it's okay to try to be positive. And even though you know it's going to be tough, the road is going to be tough. That the competition is going to be tough. That if you listen to some of the players, and I know Justin does. I don't know if you try to get online and all the YouTube and Hogs Plus and all that, you're hearing some of the players say, and Roger, I don't know if you've had a chance to hear it or not, but, you know, they feel this. I mean, they're saying, hey, without trying to slam on the previous program, it's a different feel. And I think where one of the things is not just the head coach. You know, there's a different energy because he's younger than, you know, Silverfield is than Sam. But I think the assistants, they got a better group of assistants this year, and they've got more numbers. So I think they're getting coached better. I think they're getting pushed hard. And I'm telling you, they're not being buddy-buddy. I went and watched them, and, you know, not that you have to coach with F-bombs, but I'm telling you, they are getting after these guys. I don't care who the – there's no star players that's getting star treatment. And that's what they need. These guys need to be pushed.
Good.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, it's just nice to see maybe that – okay, we're going to, you know, it's funny too. I was going to ask, I didn't go to the press conference the other day. I was going to ask, Coach, do you always preach ball security like you're doing this year? And I think I heard the answer was no, that this is they've never done it to this degree. And he's doing it on purpose. He knows this is one of the areas he can show everybody, hey, I'm going the extra mile to try to correct what got you beat last year, and that is fumbles. And so, but I was just trying to think, you know, hey, all these drills, is this what you did at Memphis? And I think the answer is no. They certainly preach ball control, but, I mean, they're going over the top. I mean, they're just, you know, and that's one of the things they can sell. They go, we're going to correct that at least. We may not have the most talent, but we're going to get that corrected and penalties too.
Well, you know, it's weird to think about if we had a better turnover ratio last year, that record looks the flop. We look 8-4 or something like that. You know, if we just took care of the ball and didn't lose those freaking heartbreaking last minute fumble type of games, you know, the Memphis game is a great example. You know, going into the end zone to pretty much steal that game, and we fumbled and lost that one. the Ole Miss game. We lost on a game-winning touchdown drive. I think we would have won.
Yeah, yeah.
So many of those. I think if we just corrected that area and maybe some stupid penalties, then our record is different last year. Way different.
You're right. You're right, Joe. There's no question about it. I mean, you think you want to hear something crazy? You talk about that game. I've sort of forgotten about that. That if we beat Ole Miss, you know, Ole Miss was one quarter away from a national championship.
Or maybe two games.
Right. Who did they lose? Who did they lose to before? Miami. Miami beat them. So Miami beat them to go to the national championship game against Indiana. So Ole Miss was one game away, I think, from playing the national championship. That's a team we had beat. If they just don't fumble, you're probably going to beat that team. So you wonder, wow.
What game of the year was that?
That was like the third.
Okay.
You know, we'd have been 3-0, and then, you know, then we go to Memphis.
Who knows?
I know you don't know, but you just wow, that team we had them beat, and they were good enough to play for almost a national championship anyway. But you know what? You didn't get it done. You failed when you had to, and that's all that really counts in the win-loss column, you know.
That's right. Well, you know, and also I don't know how y'all saw this, but you know, the heartbreaking early losses in just dramatic and dumb fashion.
Yeah.
The body language we came out with against Notre Dame.
Yeah, you knew it was going to be ugly. Yeah.
Horrible. And they laid down in the first quarter. It looked like nobody was even trying in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Like, and they just laid, they stomped on our throat when they saw how little we were trying to tackle. There was some guy, I won't call him out on the radio here, but there was some guys last year that had clear opportunities to make a tackle and just pulled up and looked like they were like, nah, go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm just here for the money. Yeah. And, man, I saw that in person, and, man, my heart just sank. I think maybe it's because of the heartbreaking losses. They kind of became, you know, like whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care.
Well,
that's a terrible locker room, but it's that. I think we were better than that Notre gang name showed.
Yeah.
They did throttle us. But it looked like we were ready for that throttling from the first snap.
I
saw some guys, some big name guys, that really let me down a lot, and they hurt themselves long term by doing that. I think there's some guys that probably could have had better career opportunities had they not had that kind of attitude and that kind of year. But
and
I'll leave it with that. I know there's probably a lot of fans out there that know exactly who and what I'm talking about.
There a lot of them do. I think there are two things happen. I think our new coach. It pointed that out with this team, as you're talking about, with because of the fumbles last year. So the ball security is something he's working on. And mentioning loafing a lot in some of his speeches here this year. He's saying no loafing. I think that's a reflection of what he saw. Yeah. And also, that's also something that Coach Petrino saw, because when he took over, he said, look, you guys, we've got to pull together. And if you still want to be a part of this team, great. We want you, yada, yada, yada. But if you don't, you've got to let everything you want to leave. You better start showing everything you've got, because no one's going to want you if they see you the rest of the year loafing and not giving it your all. So,
well, you were right, Joe. Yeah. That you could see it on film. I think there was a game against Mississippi State where you just the last 5 yards or last 10 yards were just poor tackling, poor effort, and it just. It just didn't look good. So
I've heard guys use the term. They made a business decision. You know, I think it was a poor business decision, because guys, they probably could have got, like you said, like Petrino said. You know, you could have got a look by some big programs or maybe NFL spots had you not made that business decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, again, I think that's why, you know, if you listen to, and Ron Roberts, you know, he's a defensive coordinator. He's been around, man. That guy's been around forever. He's about our age, Roger, and he's coached a lot of programs. He's coached at Auburn. He's coached at Florida. So he's been around a big-time talent. He said he really likes this. He likes his team. He likes the football IQ. He likes the togetherness. Again, that won't always win against 8 5-star guys like Georgia has, you know, on one side of the ball.
Yeah.
But it does, if you look at the Houston Nutt model and others. And back when I played, Joe, you know, of course, we had great NFL talent when I played, too. But, you know, it makes a difference when you do those things and you hustle hard and effort. If you remember, Roger, I said this last year, Joe. I got into it with a local really successful coach here, because I was looking at one play during 2 days. And it was an outside play that the Arkansas running back, what was the guy that was so good last year? He's playing for Washington, Michael Washington Jr.
So he
goes outside and he finds a crease and gets through there, through the hole, and there's nobody around. And so I was sort of going back and forth with this coach. He said, well, they can correct that with a guy just going over one gap. And I said, no, that's not what concerns me. Remember, Roger, I said, there's nobody else over there. Where's the rest of the defense in pursuit? I said, yeah. The guy breaks through the line. There's nobody over there. And we saw that against Memphis where he breaks through the line and there's nobody there. And so I'm telling you, that is an effort thing. I know I had great coaches that if you're on the backside of a play, you run your blank to the darn gate. You come up with your angle and you get over there. I know you can just take it easy if you want to, but he expects 11 people running to the ball. And we didn't have that last year, and it showed, and that's why we were one of the worst defenses in America. And that's a want to. Yep. Joe, that's a want to. How bad do you want it? How good a shape are you in? That's another thing too. This group said they feel like they're in better shape. So I don't know, what the offseason guy did.
That would make a big difference.
That can certainly help as well. So, we'll just.
I love that. You know,
go ahead.
Well, no, I'm sorry to cut you off. I was the Houston Nutt is the guy. Very deaf.
Dadgummit. He's saying something really good right now.
He's going to change the
world.
He's
talking. He's going to realize.
Against Alabama and those guys, LSU, and watching Alabama highlights from 2004 or something like that. Matt Jones beat Alabama, and we were severely lopsided, under, their talent.
Right.
But Houston Nutt got his guys to fight.
Yeah.
And if we had that last year, and along with turnovers, we also have a different outcome. But if we can have that this year, we had a coach that gets fight out of our guys, then, like I said before, if you find yourself in some four-quarter battles, then if your mindset is different than last year and the year before that, maybe we can sneak up and beat some people.
No, I think that's right, Joe. I think, again, as you mentioned, it's tougher against the elite talent because they're gonna be well-coached, too. But again, maybe, maybe you hang around with them, but you're doing the things. And then all of a sudden you find a game, maybe South Carolina, Vandy, or whatever, that maybe the talent level is closer and you can sneak up and beat those guys. Who knows? Like I said, it's right off the bat. You got a tough game at Utah at 9:15 on a Saturday night, a tough environment to play West Coast. And then you got a stacked Georgia. Then you got a stacked Georgia team that could win the national championship coming into, and we've played those guys before in Arkansas and it's not gone well. But anyway, just tough to see. I hate that they have such two tough games right off the bat. And then listen, I heard the guys on the show after us, Joe, North Alabama. We've just according to Justin Akre, Roger, that North Alabama should be an easy win because they were not a great program. Now they used to be a great Division II program, but we better not. That better not be.
Better not be our North Texas.
That's right. That better not be a close game. We should handle that before we get to Utah and Georgia. Sure, so, Joe, great stuff as always,
nothing
buddy.
Nothing is a gimme.
I know. No, you're right. You're right.
Not with the Hogs.
We should not say. We should take every game seriously and play hard.
Yeah.
And
that's right.
Well, great stuff, man. Enjoy chopping it up. We'll go to break with C'est La Vie. I have you a great rest of the week.
Yeah.
We appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Joe.
Likewise, man. Appreciate y'all. Go Hogs.
Go Hogs. That's Joe Nichols brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. Again, thanks to Chad and Stephanie Powers. Yeah, what a passionate dude. I tell you, he keeps up with the stuff. He's like Justin.
Yeah.
Both those guys, they keep up with the game. So be nice if we could get Joe and Justin at a game in Fayetteville together. It's just tough with all the with all their schedules.
Well, with all their schedules, because it should be easy. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to be fighting for tickets this year.
Well, it's just, I love watching the audience start to learn the song. We'll go to break with C'est La Vie.
Everybody join in then.
To C'est La Vie.
Get you on the flip side. 1, 2, 3. Ready, set, go, whichever one's bitch ya. Just don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split ya. Bon voyage, adios. I like those, but the one I love the most is I call you, don't call me, C'est La Vie.
Listen for for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Washita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders, building premier homes in Hot Springs.
This is SportsCenter.
The University of Arkansas women's basketball team announced its SEC slate on Tuesday. For the second consecutive season, the Razorbacks begin conference play against the Vanderbilt Commodores. That game will be played on New Year's Eve at Memorial Gymnasium in Nashville. Arkansas will play home SEC games against Florida, Ole Miss, LSU, Mississippi State, Texas A&M, Oklahoma, Alabama, and Tennessee. In addition to Vanderbilt, the Razorbacks will travel to South Carolina, Kentucky, Georgia, Auburn, Texas, Missouri, and Mississippi State. Game times and TV designations for conference matchups are typically announced by the SEC office in October. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Benihana Special, $5, your choice, sushi rolls and chicken fried rice, $5. Come see us at Benihana Bar Monday through Wednesday, lunch and dinner.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
It's going to be a hot one today. Sunny to mostly sunny sky, high of 100 in Little Rock. And yes, a heat advisory. In fact, the heat advisory has been extended all the way through Friday. Tonight, mostly clear, very warm, a low of 79. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high around 100. I'm meteorologist Pat Walker for the Buzz Radio Network.
Join the Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps. Brought to you by Acaddy's Tugs Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday as Justin and Phil give you their game balls and jockstraps on The Zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Acaddy's Tugs Landscaping. 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level and be listening for game balls and jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
Old number 53 here, and back in my day, I was fortunate to be around some great teams, along with some great teammates. And even now, all these years later, I'm also grateful to be a part of a great team here at 103.7 The Buzz. But you know another great team that I've come to appreciate over the years? It's the team over at Edwards Food Giant and their 11 stores located all over the metropolitan area, including their Edwards Cash Saver stores. And let me tell you this, if you haven't been to the newest Edwards Food Giant in North Little Rock in the Lakewood Village Shopping Center, you really need to stop by there. This store is truly the most beautiful grocery store that I've ever been inside of. The layout with their huge selection and inventory, including their deli and salad bars, is the best. Of course, their meat department at Edwards will truly blow you away, too. That newest Edwards store has everything from Heat and Eat Meal Solutions weekly specials to a giant wine department to their dry-aged beef that's been temperature and humidity controlled for 28 days in their cooler, resulting in a steak that's tender, flavorful, and unlike any steak you've ever had. So see for yourself why the team at Edwards Food Giant is now Central Arkansas's favorite place to shop.
August is here, and the heat's not going to quit, y'all, and neither should you. Look, if you're over 40 and the heat's taking a toll more than it used to, it might be your testosterone levels declining. If you want the energy, vitality, and endurance that you used to have, go to fixmylowt.com right now and book that free T-test today.
Instant fun every day? That's a win. The chance at a life-changing jackpot? Win. Creating scholarships for Arkansas students? That's the biggest win of all. When you play the lottery, it's a win, win, win for Arkansas. So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has raised over $1.5 billion to fund more than 822,000 scholarships. Keep playing and win, win, winning, Arkansas. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Mark your calendars for the annual Steak and Egg Breakfast for Youth Home. It's coming up August 14th, 7 till 9 at the Butcher Shop. Get a great breakfast and support a great cause. For more information, go to youthhome.org and tap the Get Involved tab.
What if someone did play-by-play of your life? Example, what would it sound like if you visited, say, Genesis of Conway? There's the arrival. Look at the reaction on that face at seeing a dealership that is so luxurious. And going for a test drive now of a GV80, and the smile is huge. And here it comes, the big play, $8,000 off the price of that very same GV80. Let's hear it again in slow motion.
$8,000 off.
Winner, Genesis of Conway. The future of luxury today.
Pat Bradley joins Morning Mayhem each week, courtesy of Cabot Outdoors. Shop their inventory of Hustler Fast Track Series Zero Turn Mowers at CabotOutdoors.com.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
I don't know what I do with it. Period. Tell me what to do. Man, I don't know what to do.
So we gonna cheer and call them hoes.
This is Andrew Drake.
Okay, let's hear it.
I say woo pig, you say suey, now Razorback Nation.
Who is that?
Oh, my gosh.
This is a time to all come together now, Razorback Nation.
Uncle Baby Billy.
Yes.
We've had our downs, but this is the season that we turn it all around. Now come on, get those Colin Hall hands waving. Give me a woo pig, suey, now Razorback Nation.
They said to listen to it. Here we go.
We got a quarterback, we got a defense, Razorback Nation. Special teams are special with Cam Little, Razorback Nation. Got a running game, it's guaranteed. Our offensive line is as big as trees. Come and get on this winning road that we're paving. No more three and outs, let's go Razorback Nation.
Wow, he's got a voice.
We thought our program was good as gone. Can we hide that man and turn the jukebox on? Now the only thing left to do is beat Saban. So no more end of rounds. Let's go Razorback Nation.
No more end of rounds. Wow, when was this?
Enjoy this clogging solo brought to you by Cube, by First Arkansas Bank and Trust.
Was this done like this? Did we do the contest last year or the year before? I thought we did it the year before.
Yeah, easy, yeah.
So was that show popular? Was that around 2 years ago?
Oh, absolutely.
What's the name of it?
Righteous Gemstones.
Righteous Gemstones. You better pay attention to Razorback Nation. Marching on the field, you know we'll never yield now, Razorback Nation. No more failure, no more strife. We're on the right path down the hand of life. But come on, boys, let's take the West from Saban.
Yeah, come on.
Two claps and a suey now, let's go. Razorback Nation.
Yeah, let's take the West from Saban.
Give me a woo pig suey now, Razorback Nation.
Woo pig suey.
Wow, Roger's going through the library of Razorback songs.
That's outstanding.
You astounding?
Astounding. And then somebody mentioned this to us. Look, it won't even play.
Wow.
And that's where I played it before. Let's see.
You just got to keep clicking on it.
I'm just going to keep clicking. I don't know.
I wish there was like a workaround, like you could put your finger on it.
Huh?
Like you touch it.
Let me bring it over here. Why? Bring it over here and do this.
Oh, look at there. There's supposed to be an eclipse. Pixie and Preacher said there's an eclipse somewhere in Europe or Asia.
Dawning of the zone of totality, zone of totality, totality, totality.
Wow. I just want everybody to realize that was done organically. That was done on the spot.
Oh,
the
God.
Harmony. I'm no Justin Moore. I'm no Christian Weaver, but Roger and I, harmony. Is
brother
right there
sound,
together.
Brother sound alive.
And then we got the, we actually got the words. We were thinking the same thing.
We were.
It was the age of Aquarius.
Age of Aquarius.
Yeah. We're silly boys. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show.
Happy birthday, Buck Owens.
Tomorrow we'll be in studio. We'll have Big Joe Klein. I think we have Isaiah Joe coming in tomorrow, Raj.
Please, you know, I talked to David Hendricks Jr. yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I said, Mr. Hendricks, do you want me to continue to send people to IsaiahJoe.org to sign up for the basketball camp? He said, let me check. He came back and he said, Roger, the team says we're done.
They're full.
I guess. Yeah.
So Isaiah Joe, he'll be on promoting, I think, the camps and other things.
Yeah.
So we'll always good to see him. Oh, we got a message from Joe coming in. Joe had to drop
off his
grandkids. Let's see about tears. Let's see what he says. Dana, after she dropped off her kids after first day of school, didn't see any tears. It shows her celebrating. Yeah, it's just the opposite. Some parents cry and other parents celebrate. That is an interesting.
It is.
Now, is he saying that was back when he had their kids, not grandkids?
Right.
I think they would cry more about grandkids than they would regular kids.
I did. But then again, I mean, you're working hard. You're trying to establish things. You know, all of those things, whatever you're doing as a parent. Now, there are some that are a little bit more sentimental and all that. Now, Justin Moore, He's going to cry. I texted him yesterday about some stuff, and he sent back a tear emoji.
Well, okay, Roger, I don't think you're going to get this.
All right.
Todd,
you know what? You sound like James Ballantyne. Don't worry about single, Roger.
Todd, you have the choice to, because you laid out your paper today, probably, you know the answer because there's an article about it. Roger, if you read the paper, which you and I do every day,
you
would have seen this. Who is the new starting quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings? Go, Roger.
You know what? I'm sitting there and I was looking. I read more about what's his name, Rogers, saying that preseason's not real. You know,
I saw that.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, too, I want to see if we can get the kid. Is there any way we can get the kid from Ole Miss who had the helmet, the snake in the helmet? I'd love to get him on the show. I wonder if that's possible.
You want me to reach out to the people that sent me the information?
Yeah. It was Melanie, right?
She's the one that sent
She's a Ole Miss girl. Yeah, I'd love to get him on the show before he goes to school and hear the full story. So, Roger, you want to pass to Todd?
Yes, I do. I want to pass to Todd.
Todd, what is the answer? Help him out.
Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray, who forever had been at Arizona. Can I tell you, I guess I completely forgot that he was traded to the Vikings. I didn't even know that, Todd. I mean, so, Todd, who did he beat out?
J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, are you surprised about that?
A little bit, but in listening to some of the NFL folks on ESPN as I was driving in this morning, apparently it was a pretty foregone conclusion, which I had no idea it would be, but I would have thought they would have given McCarthy a little bit more of a chance to try to prove himself, but apparently not.
Yeah, so, you know, I can't remember how good Kyler Murray was his last year at Arizona. I mean, the last couple of years at Arizona. I don't know.
It's a big deal.
Who does Arizona have as their quarterback now, Todd?
I know he's primarily a backup, but they drafted Carson Beck.
Okay, that's right. He did good the other day. That's right.
How long has Kyler been playing now?
Oh, he's been playing.
Kyler Murray's been playing a good 3 or 4 seasons at least.
I mean, No. He's more than that, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Man, he may very well be. I just don't remember.
Yeah, let me see.
I'm probably undershooting
it. I would have thought he would have played at least a decade.
I would have thought 7 or 8.
Oh, not a decade.
You don't think so? There's no reason to talk down to me.
I would say 7 or 8 years. Let's see.
Well, 7 or 8's a decade.
Yeah, if you round it off,
right
sure.
There, right.
Let's see here. Let's see if we can do this. Where is it at? Where is it? There we go. Kyler Murray. He graduated in 2018.
Okay, that's
so
8 years.
So that's 8 years.
Eight years.
Okay, well, I'll be happy to be wrong.
So he's with the Cardinals from 2019 to 25, and then, of course, this year with the Vikings.
8 years is still a long time, but I tell you, what was he, 4'2"? Is that what he is? I
mean, he was undersized.
He really was. He made it.
He was the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year, 2019.
Yes, he was.
He did it with his legs, his legs.
He was not like that. Yeah, he was like the guy that gave me the great watermelon grower of hope. He was a runt.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about quarterbacks, I mean, I don't know how big was Bledsoe.
He was not a big guy. He was undersized. Rebecca says he asked to go to Minnesota because he knew he could get to start.
He's still in the leg, though. He's still in the leg.
Yeah. Here's one from looks like Mike from Arkadelphia, 609er. Thank you, Mark. Mark the tape, Bassett. We need to reach around and put your finger on it. You know,
was that the towel thing?
I don't think I said reach around. I said, can you touch it? Can you put your finger on it on the screen? Is what I was talking about.
I don't even remember you saying that.
Yeah, well, I was saying, you know, I was, you know, now they've got technology where you can touch the screen.
Oh, you know what? The screens we had before I had that technology, but anytime I tried it, they never worked.
Yeah.
So I don't know if somebody was just fooling with me or not. I don't know if they're just fooling about. I don't know. What do you say about that, Coach Pittman? Look, nothing.
It's not working.
It's not working.
That is not good. Roger, I do want to mention, too, I got a new renter, and I think I told you about him, Sam Bennett, who is with the band Bad Habit, who's been on this show. They used to advertise on this show, and they also have been the AY Magazine, like sort of a band, Arkansas Band of the Year.
Now, I want to say that Bad Habit has the guitarist.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That plays in the band of the Geyer Springs.
That's Brian Bennett. I mean, Brian is his son. I'm sorry. Sam is he plays the drums. He's my new tenor. I mean, new tenant. How about that?
What are you charging?
How about that?
What's his rent cover?
Yeah, I'm covering everything.
I'm saying. What's his rent cover?
It's rent. I cover the utilities,
water, trash, all that.
And then I cover internet and TV.
Internet and TV.
And it's fully furnished. Fully furnished.
Fully furnished. TV, electricity, water, trash.
All that. Yeah, I have.
Use of the suntan, the pool.
I have a pool. I'm overlooking the pool. You got access to that. Two parking spaces.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Anyways, apparently it's his first, as a young man, he's 23. First time he's moved into a place.
Wow, he's making good money then, because I know what that thing costs.
Well, I wouldn't doubt he may be getting some help. I don't know. But as long
as that check's good, boy.
His first one, he walked in there, he's got a Lithuanian couch and an Italian table. I mean, the girls, wow.
Three guitars. It's a band.
Four guitars.
You got four on there? What's missing on that wall?
What?
Ukulele. I learned a new song yesterday, so I've got four in the repertoire right now. Todd, are you listening to me?
I'm hearing you.
I've got You Are My Sunshine. I've got I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. What is Let It Be by the Beatles. And yesterday, I learned Amazing Grace. And it was when I was playing Amazing Grace that the good Lord spoke with me. And that's when I text Justin. And I was texting Justin.
Look at you.
So I did. And then again, did you know what I found out that we didn't know yesterday?
What's that?
That if you drove 70 miles, nonstop, 70 miles an hour, if you kept it on 70 miles an hour, it would take, this is what it says, it would take you 19 weeks and 5 days to drive to the moon.
Why did you want to learn that?
I didn't want to learn it, but it just popped up on some stuff.
It would take you
19 weeks and 5 days if you drive
70
miles an hour, straight 70 miles an hour.
That's how far
many weeks
the moon
is that 4 months? Is that 4 months? 4 months?
Yeah.
Okay.
Four months.
4 months. Who wouldn't want to drive 4 months? You take 4 months to the moon. Take you that long to get to Montana.
I just doing calculations for driving to the moon.
I have no idea. That's why we do stuff like this. Damn it!
Someone says here, you definitely said reach around. I can't believe Roger didn't catch it. What was I talking about?
Were you talking about me being in the shower?
Roger said if Roger was a true Hawk fan, he would learn Hey Jude instead of Let It Be.
Believe me, I thought about it as well.
Bledsoe was 6'5", 250, but he was undersized. No, I thought you said the guy from New Orleans.
No, Bledsoe? He said Bledsoe, but I think he meant Drew Brees.
Oh, I thought he...
I meant
Bledsoe, but I thought you meant Drew Brees. That's who you were saying, right?
No, Bledsoe. Not Bledsoe.
Drew Brees.
Who's the quarterback for BYU?
For now or then?
No, but through the Hail Mary. That's who I was thinking of.
No, that's Doug Flutie.
That's Doug Flutie. Boston College.
But he was still at New England. Well, wasn't he at New England? Did he go to New England?
I think he was there for you.
Yes, he was there.
That's right. I was thinking New England.
Wow.
So I had to, no.
I thought you were going to go Drew. I thought you were going to say Drew Brees.
How big was Flutie?
He was undersized.
All right. Well, so was the other guy I mentioned that was not the right guy. So they're all undersized.
Everybody's going, why are you saying he's undersized? Like, I thought you were talking about Drew Brees.
No. I was talking about Doug Flutie.
Someone says, please don't play That's Why We Cheer. You know what? Young man, that's exactly why we're going to play it again, because that's the pure Razorback love that we need. And we don't have to play the whole song.
No.
But I mean, she loves her Razorbacks. What's her name, Rod?
Her name is Kathy.
Kathy the cheerleader. That she's always very positive.
That's exactly right.
And of course, if somebody knows when they say, please don't play it, that means we're probably going to play it.
Well, yeah. And if that's what you want, then that's what you're going to get. Now, what I've got to do is find it.
Don't worry about it. We'll just go to break.
I'm not even looking at you, Todd.
If you look at Rogers, we should film Roger during the course of his show going to all these buttons. I don't know what Acree and Randy and them do, but I don't think they have as many clips and things available and play as much as we do.
No, they don't.
I think they do three a show.
Say, look, and there it is right there. I'm playing it right now.
Yeah, we've got to get that fixed. Engineering!
It's a glitch. It's a glitch.
Justin!
Who are you going to get in there?
Call Gemma.
Gemma! Look at that. It's not working.
None of them are working.
None of them are firing.
Would you please send an email? Let's send an email to Justin, our GM and program director.
No, I'm not.
We were going to be here talking
Why
about it again tomorrow.
Why do you want to poke the bear?
We're not poking the bear.
We're getting things fixed.
This is not good enough. This is fumbling.
It's terrible.
This is like a fumble
last
year.
Did you see what I'm doing?
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's not your fault. You're pushing play. That's why if you can reach out and touch it.
That's right.
I don't know what I do with it. Tell me what to do. I don't know what to do.
Would that help?
It's playing over there. No. All right, we'll go to break here. It's 9:49.
We'll let
the king take us to the
do
break.
You hear that?
What's the name of this song?
My Babe.
Is it not My Babe?
Yeah, and that's on that album that you said you had.
No, it's my favorite, but I didn't know it was called My Babe. My Babe.
That's it.
Oh, my babe.
Little Walter was the original.
Okay, let's say obviously it was a cover.
Well, my babe.
She don't.
You're no Torben Otten.
Well, my babe, I know she loves me, my babe.
Basil with Morning Mayhem for my good friends at Baptist Health. You know, in sports, we talk about the best ability being availability. You can't help the team if you're on the sidelines. The same goes for your life outside the stadium. Baptist Health is all about keeping you in the game. That starts with the screenings we often put off, like colonoscopies and prostate exams. Now, I get it. Nobody wants to schedule these, but at Baptist Health, they make it simple. They aren't just looking for problems. They're looking for peace of mind. Catching things early isn't just a win. It's the ultimate game changer for you and your family. And if you ever do need a procedure, Baptist Health is leading the way with the new Da Vinci 5 robotic surgical system. It's the latest in surgical precision, meaning smaller incisions, less pain, and most importantly, a much faster recovery. It's world-class healthcare delivered with a servant's heart right here in Arkansas. Don't wait for a symptom to be your wake-up call. Visit Baptist-Health.com today to schedule your screening. You'll be so glad you did. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
Yeah, I know it's still summertime, and it's hot. But if you're wanting to beat the heat, may I suggest your local Family Market store? Because with your Family Market Rewards card, you can save 5 cents per gallon with the purchase of a large fountain drink, tea, or lemonade. Or if you need to get your morning started, it's also 5 cents off with a large community coffee. So remember to always use your rewards card inside any Family Market store and save money, including outside at the pumps. And all this can only be found at Family Market, including the newest one on Albert Pike Road in Hot Springs.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, folks. Jeff Peters here at Hagen's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Morrilton. You know, I hear a lot of dealers advertising that they have the best price or no one can beat their deal and all these big claims, but you and I know we all buy these new cars from the same spot and we pay the same price. We understand it all boils down to you and where you decide to buy a vehicle. I want to invite you out to show you, not tell you, how fun and easy it is to buy with us. So make the short drive to Hagen's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Morrilton today or check us out online at HagensMotors.com. Welcome to the family.
I'm Alan LeVar. For more than 30 years, when Arkansans have been injured in a crash, they've heard one simple line: hurt in a car, call LeVar. But it's more than a slogan. It means personal attention from my team. We take on the insurance companies for you, and if you're hurt and can't travel, I'll come to you. Your consultation is always free, always confidential, and there's no fee unless we win. Hurt in a car, call LeVar. Arkansas strong for more than 30 years.
LeVar Law Injury and Accident Lawyers. Arkansas built, Arkansas trusted.
Sprained wrist, ankle twist. Broken thumb, can't make a fist. Busted knee, surgery. That patch of ice you didn't see.
Where pain starts, Jurnavix suzetrigine begins. Jurnavix is a non-opioid 50 milligram prescription tablet for adults with moderate to severe acute pain that reduces pain signals before they reach the brain.
Tendon tear, nose repair, tripping on that broken stair, dislocation, operation, moped crash while on vacation.
Do not take Jurnavix with CYP3A inhibitors. Avoid use with grapefruit or liver problems, as these may increase side effects. Tell your doctor about all your medicines if you are pregnant or breastfeeding. Jurnavix may make certain medicines and birth control less effective. Side effects include itching, muscle spasms, rash, and elevated muscle enzymes.
Joint displacement, knee replacement, fell on marbles in the basement, ladder slip, broken hip, that rock climb where you lost your grip.
To learn more about Jurnavix, ask your doctor. Call 1-833-589-PAIN or visit Jurnavix.com.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See shelter agent Paul Griffin in Monticello, Michael Ludwig in Greenbrier, or agent Kyle Stone in Pine Bluff.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from BetSaris and Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, the self-proclaimed best singing radio show in the country.
All right, 9:55, wrapping up things. Phil Elson joins us. Good morning, Phil.
Morning.
Hey, Phil.
What's up, Raj? How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Couldn't hear you. The door was closed. What's going on in here?
I know.
Phil, what's happening on the show today?
Oh, we have an action-packed Wednesday today, David. Joe Klein's coming in, 10:30. Also talking with Wilson Alexander. He used to cover LSU football for The Advocate in Baton Rouge. Now he's at On3, National College Football Reporter. Have him on at 10:30. Ed McCaffrey, three-time Super Bowl-winning wide receiver, is also going to be on the phones. Michael Felder, the team from Hoop Street, the movie. Catherine Tucker's going to be by. It's about as action-packed of a 3 hours as I've been a part of.
Yeah, we had Houston Nutt on today. He's very good.
Love that he was at practice.
Yeah, talking about being up there and watching the Razorbacks. So, that's come back there. It was good. I'm glad he's sort of got back in the fold. I'm glad that coach reached out to him. Nobody had ever reached out to him. And I understand Sam probably wasn't the right time to bring him back, maybe.
Well, I think to your point as well, I think when Jeff Long was there, and Phil, you may be able to speak to this more than anybody, than I anyway, as far as Jeff Long. But I remember Jeff Long being one that didn't want anything to do with anything Razorback past. So he wasn't going to let a coach come around. He wasn't going to do any of those things. That's limited knowledge that I know.
Sure. So, and now balance that against Ed Ogeron being on Lane Kiffin's coaching staff at LSU.
Sure.
Okay. How long has it been? It's been 4 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that.
Has it been four?
I think it's been
four.
I forget how long Kelly was there at LSU because
At least two, three years?
It was at least almost four full seasons.
Wow.
661-1037 for the last minute if you want to get something in. I'm going back and forth with this guy that's saying the things he can tolerate and can't tolerate. I'm telling him, hey, you got to get over Kathy.
Yeah.
We're playing Kathy, dude.
We're playing Kathy.
Listen, I'm in agreement with some of the others you say, but you know what? Kathy is on this show.
She's gold.
You know who she is?
She's gold.
Who's Kathy?
She's one of our contributors, our Razorback song contributors.
Yes, and if this thing didn't have any glitches in it, I'd be able to play it.
Because it's a Saturday, because it's a game day, because it's tailgating in the parking lot day, because we get to watch the Hogs play. That's why we cheer.
Thank you, Kathy.
Because it's the SEC, because we're the ones to beat, because we're all fired up, because we've been waiting all week for our team to run through that A. Yeah, that's why we cheer.
Thank you, Kathy.
Because we got our home shirts. Because we got our season seats.
Yeah, she goes on and on. But you know what? You know, we love the...
We love it.
We love that she cares.
I don't know if I'd ask her to sing an aria or anything, but this is lovely for football.
Yeah.
Dude!
Yes.
It is. I don't know why. You know what? I think it's
Todd,
coming to
Todd Pierce, thanks for filling in today, buddy.
Thanks, Todd.
Talk to you Friday.
Good work. Big day tomorrow. Touchdown Club announcement. Don't go away. Zoe's up next.
40's the new 20, y'all, because guys in their 40s, 50s, and 60s are walking around with testosterone levels of their 20s, man. If you want that energy, drive, and libido of your younger self, it's on you. Go to Low T Center like thousands of men in Arkansas already have. Go to fixmylowt.com.